98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and that was Josh Ritter off his new album, Spectral Lines. And joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Josh Ritter. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Everything's really well. Love that tune. Love your new album, Spectral Lines. We just heard Strong Swimmer. What a cool little ditty, Josh. Great job.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, I love writing, and that, you know, that one gave me a real buzz.
It did. Yeah, it gave me a buzz listening to it.
Thank you.
You know, as a dad and watching kids develop and grow, one of the things that you try your best to teach them is how to swim so they don't sink. And, well,
yeah,
you know, I mean, these are important things. And as someone who appreciates nature and the outdoors, this is one of the first priorities, like for me at least. Got to teach the kids how to swim. And, well,
yeah, it's a fundamental self-sufficiency, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And then, you know, you don't really have to worry about them venturing out into the deep end, which is metaphorically as strong as it sounds.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it involves a lot of conscious letting go.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yep. Well, how cool to put it all into an interesting song like that.
Thanks a lot, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, you are somebody who has written a whole lot of amazing, meaningful songs. When it comes to writing, and I know that you also wrote two novels that are out there. Your latest one came out in 2021. So you may say that you love to write, and you did. And, well, you're pretty prolific at writing. Do you ever hit a writer's block where you're just like, nothing's coming out?
Yeah, you know, I have in the past, and what I realized at this point, in my life, is that when I hit a block like that, it means that I'm relying on that form of expression too hard. You know that, like, you know, you like, I love to write songs, and it's my first joy. You know, but I cannot be a songwriter all the time. I have to, like, there have to be other things in my life that I can put those energies into, because, you know, just like in farming, you can't wear out a piece of soil by growing on it every year. You know, you have to let it lie fallow. And so the process of, like, continuing to write songs for me has only been possible because I've found other aspects of my life that I can put those creative energies into, whether it's, you know, whether it's painting or writing prose, or you know, just, you know, being more present with my family, you know, and more present to the things around me.
Now, when you paint, do you paint masterpieces or do you paint walls?
Well, I would have to say it's usually closer to walls, you know, but I took up painting several years ago because you know, I was just drawn to it. And and like anything, you know, it's always best to go in assuming that you basically know nothing, you know, and so that the act of, like, just like with songs for me, the act of, like, continuing to paint has been has unlocked all sorts of things that have been necessities to continuing. So I've learned how to, like, I've learned perspective and you know, in rudimentary ways, and it's been so good for me. And then and then you know, it's just nice to go into things knowing that you're not very good at them.
And then, well, also you're expressing yourself, and you're able to do that through color, which is a multi-sensory experience. Then
that's so true. Definitely. You know, when I'm writing the songs or when I'm singing them, they're very visual to me. You know, the story is there, and the story is just being told by the words, but I see the story, and it's nice to, like, impart a sense of some, you know, of that just in an actual visual way. It's really cool.
And that's kind of like, as a performer myself, that's how we remember the words. You know, that's how
absolutely
we keep them in our head, by remembering the story and how it unfolds.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
Josh Ritter is our guest this morning. Josh Ritter and his band is going to be at City Winery Hudson Valley this Saturday at 2 p.m. It's a matinee. Josh, who's in the band these days?
I'm going to be traveling with my band, Ray Rizzo on drums, and Zach Hickman, Sam Kassir, and my new associate, Rich Hinman, who's like doing a bunch of great guitar work and stuff like that, which he played on my record, and I'm very excited.
Cool. Have you done work with Josh Kaufman lately?
Oh yeah, Josh and I are always we're in pretty regular touch, talking about all kinds of stuff. You know, I know, and he's a man on the move right now. He's busy.
Yeah,
and a lot of people have like discovered the monster genius that guy is.
So, yeah,
it's just exciting to see what he's doing, and I'm always excited to play together.
Yeah, once upon a time, you know, he played a lot in the New Paltz area right by us, so I got to know him years ago, and then to see him now as, how do you say, a guitarist, producer, magician in demand is such a great thing to see.
He's the guy that brings people together, and like he sees the potential in everyone he collaborates with.
Mm.
And like, it's inspiring.
Wow, that's a great compliment for Josh. And so we're really looking forward to the show on Saturday. And what do you have in store for us? Now, you're playing with a band. You've been around the area recently solo. So it's going to be great to have the band. And I haven't seen the band myself in, well, quite some time, because I've only seen you solo recently. So it must feel good.
Well, it's like it feels great. You know, like playing with in a group and folding yourself into a larger engine, you know, is a really wonderful thing. For you know, first of all, there's the camaraderie of that situation, but then there's the chance to be able to share the songs in a larger larger amplitude and explore them, you know, in ways that you can't do alone, you know?
Yeah.
I love playing solo. It's how I began, but at the same time, there's a joy to like bringing in a group of people that all have their own lives and their own ideas about music and their own ways of channeling that music and watching them do something that's larger than what you could ever accomplish on your own.
Yeah, and you're the type of individual that will feel a song and it'll have maybe a slightly different take than the last time you played it, just because of the players you're with and their chemistry together.
Yeah.
So I find that, you know, as one of the things that makes me want to go back and see Josh Ritter over and over, because it's never the same. Although the song structure could be equal, the songs have a different flavor each time you play.
Yeah, they really do. And I think that there's something about like pinning a song, which is such a smushy thing in our mind, and pinning it to a moment that is so beautiful and can never be recreated, you know? That's why I don't feel a lot of pressure I love like recording and going on kind of musical explorations in that way.
Yeah.
But I also don't feel the compunction to perform something the way it was recorded. You know, I think that it's great to be able to for the reason that the music will just magically meet a moment if you're in the right space.
Yeah, and I always agree and say that, well, this is a recording of the music that happened on this day. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It could be different when I play it next time. which is what you do. And that's great that we can get those versions of songs and the groove and the feel when you record them. But then to experience them live, again, there's more of a energy and more of a force behind it. And, well, that's what I love, Josh.
I love that too. It's the most, it's such a biological situation.
So cool. A matinee on Saturday. Doors open at 12. Yeah. And the show is at 2, City Winery Hudson Valley Amphitheater. That's 23 Factory Street in Montgomery, New York. And as Josh and I know, that's where all the angels are from.
Yes, that's right. it's going to be a beautiful day. I'm really excited. And playing outdoors, man, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, can't be better. And I just have to, again, congratulate you on the fact that Bob Dylan played Only a River live in Japan. And what a cool feeling that must have been to find out that Bob covered a song that you wrote with Bob Weir.
Yeah, it's the highest, like highest musical compliment, you know, and when someone covers a song you wrote, you know, it's an absolutely beautiful feeling. And then, you know, top that with, you know, with it being Dylan, who's always been such a guiding light in terms of, you know, the possibilities of what a song can do. You know, I really felt like I had traveled through a looking glass, you know. it was an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
Strange.
Did it make you want to play a Dylan song?
Oh, I've played lots of Dylan songs. I will continue. You know, even when I'm by myself, if I feel like I haven't gotten it, I try, a song will always pop into my head where I think like, well, it is possible to get it. You know, in whatever situation, and a fair number of times, those songs that I could return to as a possibility of what can be done is a Dylan song, you know.
So now, do you perform Only a River?
I haven't really yet. No, huh. I've never recorded that song.
No.
It was about 25 years ago when I wrote it. It was an early song of mine.
Really?
And so when I got the opportunity to work with Weir, which was just a gem of an experience, you know?
Yeah.
It was like that song bubbled up in my mind, and I thought, well, this is a song where I can hear this being sung better than I can do it, you know?
Wow.
Like, better than I can relate it. Like, this is a song about a character, and it's a very specific in my mind, like how to do it. It's not a young man's song. It never was. And that's probably why I never really like recorded it in any kind of successful way.
Yeah. That's really interesting. So it bubbled up in the sessions you had with Weir, and you introduced it to him and he said, yep.
Yeah. In fact, like I remember like it happened to Josh Kaufman where Josh said, he texted me. I was on the road. I was in an airport, and he said, "Hey, like, do you have any songs you think like Bob Weir might be in or like might want to hear? He's working on this album that's like a kind of a very personal album about kind of Wyoming childhood." And I sent him, as I remember, an audio file that I just recorded on my phone. And by the time I landed, Josh was like, "Hey, this is great. We want to, you know, what else?
Wow.
You know?" And that's how I feel. It was great.
Wow. And so the last question on this topic, did you, like myself, after seeing your Facebook post about how honored you were that Dylan covered you, I reposted it on the KZE Facebook page. And,
Wow, thank you.
You know, I, Did you, like I, go to YouTube and see Bob play it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was so bizarre to me that I thought, like, you know, I'm not going to believe this until, you know, there's a mistake for sure, until I hear it with my own ears, you know? And, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's
great band, man. They read everything he's doing and layer. It's so good. They're so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, congratulations and keep up the good work, Josh. We love Spectral Lines. That's the latest album by Josh Ritter. And folks, don't miss Josh Ritter and his band Saturday, the City Winery in the Hudson Valley. You can visit citywinery.com/Hudson Valley and get all the information, tickets, and definitely be at this event. It's going to be great. Josh, thanks a lot for taking your time.
Thanks, man.
Talking with us.
I'll talk to you later, and I'll see you there, Rick.
Yeah, I'm going to do my best to be there. So.
Badass.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thanks, Josh. All the best.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. Once again, Josh Ritter. Thanks, and we'll be back with more after these important messages.
Hi, it's Doug from the Rhinebeck Artist Shop. I wanted to let you know about another new high-tech programmer, IT.